Yo, this is the No Gimmicks Podcast. Shout out to Hip Hop Weekly. Shout out to Armadil Vodka. Shout out to Fourth the North, of course, the movement. Got my nigga Bless3K with me.
Fire.
Got my nigga Horse.
Peace.
New Money.
The originator.
What, nigga?
Everything.
The originator, no greater jazz.
This nigga be flexing. I want to start with Benny album, man. Before I get in all that, yo, this weekend, man, you know, in the city, it's always tough for niggas to throw events at the same day without one fucking up the other. I want to shout out Fonz Carter. He had a dope event out in Buffalo. Shout out to DJ One Way. He had a dope event at the skating rink in North Tonawanda. And shout out to my nigga Jizzy. Shout out to Poppy Chulo. My Eastside brothers, man, they had a successful concert with Rob 49, man. Y'all attend any of these? Twan, you stepped out this weekend?
Nah.
You ain't go nowhere?
Nah, I ain't doing nothing. Sorry, fellas.
That's unlikely you. That's unlike you, man. Horace, I know you ain't popping out. You popped out?
I popped out from the bed to the living room, baby. Bed to the living room, back to the bed. I ain't go nowhere.
Yo, Boog, what you got to say, man? What you got to say, my nigga? You always welcome over here, brother. Anytime you need to talk about something,
tell him pull up, man.
Yeah,
that nigga got my Monte Carlo right when I first got my shit. Yeah, tell that nigga pull up, man.
Who did Boog? You don't put nothing up?
Talk about he got my Monte Carlo right.
That nigga lost some cars too, man. Shout out to my nigga Boog, man.
Come on,
he said, come on,
come on.
That's family though, right there, man. Yeah, yo, but yeah, shout out to everybody for all the events, man. Heard it wasn't no drama until the after party, but that's the given. You can stay outside at 5 o'clock in the morning, some bullshit gonna happen.
Oh, son, did it happen over the weekend in the town and shit?
I think some girls fought at the top.
It's always some girls, huh?
Yeah.
As long as everybody made it home to their families okay, then that's the most important part.
That's definitely right there, man.
You didn't give a shout out to my man over there in the corner. Remember I was talking about that jump shot, the nigga them jump, he right over there.
Yeah, in New York City, man. Big Bronx.
Get that shit
big,
one time.
Big BX vibes in here, man.
That nigga ain't from the motherfucking X, nigga.
What?
That nigga ain't been in the X since motherfucking X was in there. He ain't been in the X since.
Man, I ain't about to have my nigga pull the switch out on you, man. You bugging it. This nigga is bugging. That's why we ain't saying no names, because my man put a blick out. It's different story.
Last time my man was in the X,
Razor the under the tongue.
They don't got them buildings up. Them buildings is new buildings now.
So his old house ain't there?
Hell no. That shit got a coffee shop on it.
It's a barista now.
Starbucks.
Nah. I'm gonna stand on that. The Bronx has not went through gentrification.
It's
Bronx
impossible.
Is still the Bronx.
It's impossible.
The Bronx is still
the Bronx. Not when he was living there. The Bronx. Nigga, when he was living the shit.
I'm gonna take it from a Brooklyn nigga.
The Bronx is still the Bronx. The Bronx used to look like Niagara Falls. How Niagara Falls look now?
It never looked like that. This third world country.
All them shits is buildings burnt. Now that shit used to be third world country too. Nigga,
that was early in the 70s.
All them buildings and shits was burnt down. Them shits was all burnt down, all burnt buildings.
That's what I'm saying.
The same lots we got, they had the same motherfucking lots. Something was back. There's like 20 pissy kids in this shit.
Twan bugging.
Doing backflips on the mattress.
20 pissy kids is crazy.
Twan
bugging.
Talking about Detroit. Anybody that been in the Bronx in the 80s, 70s, early 90s will tell you, nigga.
Nah, that's not true.
Shit. Yeah, he right there. Nigga.
Yo, let's dive into Benny album, man. First, like, all right, let's talk about the album first. Album, you heard any of Benny album?
I heard a lot of songs on the album.
So overall, as a project, from what you heard, out of 10, what you giving the Everybody Can't Go project?
I'm going to give him, I'm biased, so I'm always going to give him the highest I can give him. So I'm going to give him an 8.
8?
Yeah.
All right. And out of I think it's, I believe it's like 11 or 12 tracks. How many tracks you think you heard out of the 12?
I probably heard like, I want to say maybe 6 maybe.
Oh, okay.
That Lil Wayne is on there too, right?
Him
I heard that. I heard him and Snoop.
Him and Snoop. He got a joint with Stove God.
I heard Stove God one.
He got the Brown song. That was like one of the last singles he pushed after Big Dog. Right? Brown came out after Big Dog, right?
Yeah.
Brown came out. But an 8. You said an 8. That ain't bad. Well, let me see. We got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah, 12 songs. 12 songs. Horse.
I mean, I don't want to give it a grade, but it was a great album to listen to. I got to spin it again. I mean, I ain't really get
why that. No grade?
Because I ain't listened to it enough yet.
Yeah, some music got to grow on you.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying, though, it's just like, It's no different than battle rap for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the first time watch, and then you judge it, and then you go back.
And my judge would be based off the singles. The singles. This was the best singles he dropped from since he been dropping music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The Lil Wayne, it was radio singles. That's just getting played on the radio. So that's why I said I won't judge it from now, because I really only check the singles out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I listen to
the album. Dive into the album.
Yeah, okay. I haven't dived into the album. So that's I don't want to be biased, you know what I mean?
Right. Bless, how about you?
I give it a off initial listen, I'll give it a 7. I give it a 7. I kind of want to give it a 6.5, but it ain't 6.5. It's like 7.75.
Right. Me too. That's what I listened to. Let me see. I got all the way up until the Armani Caesar song. So I didn't hear the joint with Jadakiss yet, or the West Side and Conway feature, which I think is probably going to be dope, because that's more the hip hop realm that he in. But
you said it's 12 songs?
Yeah.
I think I got 6 in a playlist. So I got half the songs on a playlist. That's decent.
Right.
For where we at with music. Yeah. With me, that's decent.
Especially for New York music.
Yeah, that's where New York is at.
Just grabbing 6 off a project is decent.
That's great. I took 6 and put it in a playlist. Yo, that's yo, great.
Rocky, what's up?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Grabbing 6 off a 6 out of a 12 song project is crazy.
That's 50%.
Right. I'm surprised you didn't give it higher than a 7, 7.5.
No, because some of the songs is like they could get removed out of the playlist. You know what I mean? Like, I just only listened to it a couple times, so it's like right now I fuck with them. But I'm so weird with music. Some shit I don't like, and then like a month later, like it's like my favorite shit. So I really got to give it time. But
right,
you feel me?
Anybody that know me know I don't even fucking listen to music. So the fact that I let this album spin today, yeah, you know what I'm saying, is big for me, because I'm really glad consume. You did.
Yeah.
I went.
Yeah.
I listened to it all the way through. Yeah. And I just think that I think he loses his believability as far as from me, like. You know what I'm saying? But maybe that come from him being a Buffalo nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't think Conway lost that edge. I think Conway still got that same grimy lyrical skill that he had when he started. I think Benny, if you look at the Tanner Talks up until now, maybe he's more Hollywood. You know what I'm
saying? It's the label.
You trying to get some money. Go ahead, get you some money.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's a label album. So, money, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's a label album. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I would give it, like, for what he tried to doing. I mean, it's dope. It's just a label album.
Yeah, it's like a higher standard.
But even in the sense of me saying that I think he lost his believability and shit, I do also give him credit for stepping outside the box. I think the song he did with Snoop Dogg is not really his bag.
That's
you know,
trash.
You know what I'm saying? But I think that's him trying to do something different.
I mean, you got to be able to tour in the West, like yeah. And Snoop one that got him. I mean, the deal. So it's just like,
yeah, that's showing love.
Right? Yeah, I mean, love was given.
I mean, the beats he picking is totally different than anything I heard him rap on. The beats are different.
Yes.
So the sound, that's the sound is going to be much different.
We all know how Benny is, man. The grimy shit, the hood shit. That's where he fire at.
Right.
But this shit, this commercial shit, this is where he's trying to make a bag at. This is where
he's trying to market saying? Himself. Right. We're trying to get into that next level.
Yeah, he's trying to get.
I don't mind artists. Evolving into something else for, you know what I mean, a certain purpose. I don't mind that, because that's what's gonna have to happen if you want to make money. Honestly,
I don't think so.
If that's what you want to do, I'm not saying like. You know what I'm saying, you know,
like,
what I mean?
I think we've been shown over these last couple years, or maybe like J. Cole was like the first one I think that showed us that. You know what I'm saying? Your money come from the touring. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you put out a good enough content that you could tour. And they don't have to be arena tours. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody like Benny could do 50 shows, getting 10 bands a show or more. That's living.
Yeah, but touring with grimy music and touring with music bitches can listen to is a different bag in that.
So do you think he got a song here for bitches? I don't think
it's
so.
Just the music no, more I, laid I back.
It's
so more
chill for him to more be acceptable to it.
It's more receptive.
You know what I mean?
The music is more receptive just then for a certain crowd. That's why I said I couldn't put a grade on it, because the music is more receptive, just not more from saying I'm a Buffalo guy.
Right.
The music sounds more.
I think Big Dog, I don't fuck with the hook. I fuck with the verses heavy. I think that
verses
is dying.
I don't like the beat.
But I think the hook is a little, is weak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think this album is. That's why I think I keep it at a 7. And I think, like, because when I go to New York classic albums with like Nas and Jay's and, you know, them kind of.
I just
albums,
think you.
They yeah. had solid hook.
But I think like right now, just saying me personally, even if it's Benny or anybody else, we can't compare it, because I think the. the music that they got to make right now is that, like, back in the day, them cats that made music before them just could make music for New York and be good. But New York don't listen to New York music.
Yeah, the supporters has changed.
You get what I'm saying? Right. So it's hard for me to be like, you know what I'm saying? Because New Yorkers don't bump New York music. It's seldom that I go out, walk down the street and hear somebody bumping somebody from New York.
Right.
Home of the hater.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so. I'm being 1,000. Like, I don't hear people bumping New York music. In New York.
New New York.
Unless it's drill music.
Right. Yeah, drill.
This is bumping 5BO.
But not like that.
Yeah.
Not like that. I hear young boy more than anybody else.
Nah, I think he's probably the most spoken, but I do think that, yeah, like he said, Sleepy Hollow, Chef G's, Polo G's.
When I went to the city,
when I go to the city,
niggas listen to Sauce Walker.
The kid they just brought here is from New York, right? Rob 49?
I don't know where that nigga's from. I don't know
where you're from
either.
Oh, I think he is a New York artist.
But I'm just saying, I just know New Yorkers don't bump New York music.
Right.
People that's from out of town that live in other places, that from New York, they go to them places and request that music. But me, New Yorkers don't really listen to New York music. It's just what it is right now.
So it's kind of crazy to say, because before, as Benny was getting ready, or as the album was like about to drop, like we from Niagara Falls, like, you know what I'm saying? So we're very connected to Buffalo.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of stats. I didn't care to read none or like put the hate out there, but it's been a lot of hate going towards Benny. You know what I'm saying? And it's just more of personal shit. They coming at him saying he was never like that. He was never getting that type of money. And, you know, How close do you hold people from Buffalo attacking him in this like with him dropping a debut album or with Def Jam, which is supposed to be big?
My man just got a million dollar deal.
Got a nice deal.
I believe.
Fuck them niggas. Keep eating.
I mean, see, I think this go to our conversation that we talked about, like with the peers, right? And then, like, you know, some people saying that I take the money over the respect of my peers. You know what I'm saying? So I do believe that's kind of what you're saying. Fuck what people saying.
Yeah, it's shitty on. Yeah,
it's just common sense. It's like if you focus on what niggas are saying, you're never gonna get to that bag. You're never gonna keep that bag. You're never gonna be able to gain more success because you're gonna be stuck on what these motherfuckers, what they saying, how they feel. And one thing you gotta learn when you get this old, you're never gonna make everybody happy. No matter if you go there and keep it real 1,000 times, somebody's not gonna be happy. You hear me?
That's a fact.
So you got to do his best.
But what if it gets to a point, though, because, like, all right, so it's at a point where Benny's responding to this. So we can't say that it don't matter.
That's going to be different. I don't know him.
Like, but I think he got to, though.
But that's what I'm trying to say, though. Like,
I mean, in this position, right?
I think that if your peers, I think if your peers or the city you from start throwing so much shade on you, coming at you as the person you are, that's got you where you at. You do want to defend that somebody. No matter how much money you got, that shit matters.
Your home base matter. Yes. So I'm glad that he do speak on it. But some, I mean, I don't know that.
Even if it's in a negative way, I think he should respond.
I'm sorry. I got to respond to what he said. You can say your fan base matter, but they didn't get their fan base from Buffalo.
No, I said.
You know what I'm saying?
I said home base. I didn't say fan base.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because Westside and them didn't.
Yeah, they already.
I said home base. I didn't say fan base.
Okay. Right.
Home base. I'm saying. Home base don't matter.
Home base is something different.
Because they didn't get their.
I ain't going home, niggas, man.
But it do matter if you a street nigga and all you rep is Buffalo. If everywhere you go, you like Big Buffalo, Big 716. But Buffalo is talking bad about you. That's not a good look.
Your home base matter.
No matter what.
Your home base matter.
I don't give a fuck if you play football. You out there catching 1,000 balls out there. Somebody gonna say something bad about
it. I don't think so. Negative.
Always somebody.
Negative. I don't see. We got a kid from here, Roddy Gale, playing for Ohio State. How much shade do we see thrown at Roddy at all?
I don't know.
Zero.
I'm not.
As a sports player, I'm speaking from like facts, like from. I don't want to
name drop on here, but we can name 1,000 more. But how many kids we can name now that they talk bad about that?
They have to be successful to matter in this conversation.
I'm just saying.
You can't talk about a nigga that's just doing it. We talking about somebody that's already achieved the notoriety from what they do.
I don't like to mention names. I'm just saying this is it's a lot of kids that do names though. Like they say niggas crazy or something like that. But this is what it is. There's always something. All I'm saying is this. Don't focus on that shit. Just get to your money, man. Stay focused on what you there for.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold niggas. I didn't even know that it was like that for him out there. I thought niggas fucked with him because when I'm out there, I hear his music playing. Niggas be playing his shit out there. Like, I be in Buff a lot, and then weird circles where, like, niggas is listening to music and shit. Like, niggas play them. But then, like, this album, though, like you said, I started seeing all the posts, like, it's probably crazy. A day or two, or, like, the day he dropped it, that Friday or something. And I'm like, I didn't know niggas even felt like this about the ball. Like, I had no idea. Niggas was like, yo, fuck the nigga, like.
I've been around Buffalo niggas that's respected and got bread, and they don't really rock with
me. That's weird.
Yeah, but that make you think, like, you know what I mean? I mean, because when certain things get out, now, when you start thinking of people that's like, because regardless, when you from a certain place, right? I'm from Niagara Falls. If I blow from here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want my respect and my name to stay intact. You feel what I'm saying? With who I am. You know what I'm saying? Not no false sense of, oh, niggas trying to big me up because I blew, or niggas talking down on me because I blew. As long as it's the truth, I want my shit to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? So if you get in a position and the truths or the people that's respected on a different level start saying, oh, that's not him. You know what I'm saying? Then it's kind of like you either got to stand on it or ignore it. But as a street nigga or a nigga that's putting out that type of content, I would always want to stand on it. I would always be like, well, who is this?
Put it in your music. I need to talk bad about 38. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just how niggas is. This is what niggas do, man. Niggas is niggas. One thing you can depend on is nigga being a nigga. And niggas gonna do nigga shit. So, yeah. Stick to the motherfucking goal, man. If your goal is get that bag, stick to that goal, man. If your goal is to be successful, then stick to that goal, man. But watch, man.
So now, what if your goal is to be the king of Buffalo?
Then watch your motherfucking 6-year goal.
So, but then Buffalo throwing shade on you, do you still fight for that title, or do you say you just let it go?
You should. There's other ways to get that title. You ain't always got this. There's many ways.
I don't think you can get the king of nothing. You can't be the king of New York if New York don't accept you as the king of New York.
That's how you see most kings fall. Right? Fucking with a bum ass motherfucker trying to get your motherfucking name up a bum ass nigga. That motherfucker murdered your ass. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't let no nigga Ja Rule you out of no situation. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say.
My boy Q said it's only a handful of people in Buffalo that don't pub with Benny. It's not the whole Buffalo. You always going to have haters.
Facts.
Those is facts. But I know that if me personally, the part of Buffalo that wouldn't fuck with me, I want them to be the irrelevant Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? That would just be me. You know what I'm saying? As a nigga, I would think that I would want my peers that I came up in the streets with, or niggas that got that type of respect in the streets still, to still be speaking on me as they would before. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I fuck with that.
But I think the music could do that, though. I think if you take, like, I think, like, right now, if Dirty was to blow off of music talking about shooting and killing niggas, and all my singles is about clapping niggas and shooting niggas and robbing niggas, then I expect my city to attack me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be like, nigga, why you rapping like that, nigga? That ain't you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never was all that time dirty.
Yeah.
And I will respect that.
Shit, if you sold motherfucking 9 million records, what were they talking about? You just sold 9 million, nigga. Now you can do whatever you want.
It's crazy that you said 9 million, because Benny posted a stat of his streams since the album dropped, and it's been 9 million streams since his album dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Get money.
And that's what he said. Like, well, I don't know if Buffalo listened, but somebody listening.
Yeah.
The world is listening.
He made a touring album. I mean, that's why I said it's not.
He's in the machine.
It was,
right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's with the
machine. He put a good project
with Snoop backing it.
Yeah, he got Snoop. You with the machine? You good, man? Fuck what them niggas talk about, man.
Yeah.
Shit, nigga. You talk about $1 million deals.
See, for me, it's still at the end, though, man. I don't really care. I don't value money that much to put money over who I am and my respect. So, if I can have 500,000 in my respect, I'll take that over $1 million and no respect, easily for me.
Why can't you have your respect and your millions?
Well, obviously that's what we talk about. Yeah. Obviously they discredited this man, and the more he I guess blow, they discredited him more, as far as like, yo, so you're sayings, not that man, dude you that. Saying you is. Like,
they got so many sayings about that. So many old school sayings about that. So
many.
Just stay focused, man.
But now we spin it in the same type of topic, which is like a Yo Gotti. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Yo Gotti with Memphis, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is niggas like Yo Gotti gonna be going back to Memphis after they kill his brother?
I think that's where he live.
That's the king of Memphis, ain't it?
That's what they say. But if you're the king of Memphis, is they gonna down your brother in Memphis?
They got a lot more going on. They got a lot going on there.
Right. I mean, I know it's over there. It goes back to the North and all of that.
Yeah, it's a lot going on there. So like from since that.
But see, that's what I'm trying to say. So this is This is very similar. You feel what I'm saying? Because you go back to Dolph interviews when he like, yo, like, man, I know Yo Gotti that guy. But I don't respect that nigga. The first day I met this nigga, he's shooting shade on his artist to try to get me on his label. Yeah. Like, so I made my mind up that day that I can't fuck with him because that's not no real nigga.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, how is you trying to recruit me by shitting on the people you already got signed?
Yeah, that shit is deep, what they got going on. That shit's super deep. Because you got to realize, like, it's like a lot of, that's not like no regular situation. You know what I mean? To get gunned and you are like in a bulletproof joint, like, that's different.
Right.
That's, you know what I mean? That's just different. Like, they playing a real game out in Memphis. We just hear about the bodies, the big bodies. But if you go into,
that's real life.
Yeah, like
we hear the bodies that's attached to names that matter. Yeah, Memphis, we don't hear about the people that's just dying.
Yeah, Memphis knew since like the situation with Dolph come. I'm not gonna front. I be on Memphis news and the body dropping is not a game right now.
Right,
you feel me? So it's that's deep. You know what I'm saying? That shit got a lot to it.
So as if you do claim if Yo Gotti's the king of Memphis and this happens to his brother, is he supposed to just say fuck it and focus on his bread, or? Or do you feel something is supposed to happen? If you're the king of New York and somebody touch your brother, right? Mm-hmm. What is your next move? Just hypothetically, if you was in a situation, I'm gonna go around and just see everybody.
Well, what do you want me to say?
It's all hypothetical, bro. It don't matter what you say. So what if?
I would want revenge instantly. I would want revenge.
So do you think if a nigga just like never minded it and just stay focused on his bag and his goals that's also an acceptable option, or do you think that could affect the King of Memphis type of title?
Yeah, if he not that type of dude, then why put yourself in that? Why you get in that type of situation? That's what other people was there supposed to be there for, anyways.
Right. So in some sense, it could get handled without him having to say nothing or do nothing.
Right.
Right.
If he the king, that's what's gonna happen anyway.
Right, but just lead to what, more and more bodies. But you got the nigga that went on Instagram Live. Y'all seen the nigga with the mask. Halloween mask?
Yeah.
Huh? After Yo Gotti brother died, the nigga went on live with the mask and was kind of like, yo, listen, Yo Gotti, like, nigga, you can't come here. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, you got a big tab to pay if you want to ever come back to Memphis, nigga. It's up every day, nigga. You got to live this little famous life. We don't got to live that life. We out here still. You feel what I'm saying? We active out here. So it's like, yeah, you got to do all this fancy shit, nigga. We don't got to do that. But, nigga, you better come talk to somebody. Now, you see a something like that happen, shit, you got to probably chop the bag out, huh?
That's fucking
I just look at it like, when it comes to that situation, if it was my brother in whatever space, you know what I mean? When it's war. Like, it's just who's going to score first. You at war.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be strategic, but it's a war. That ain't no little thing.
Money could probably stop the war, though.
Nah, it's way past money.
Yeah, I mean, not that your brother get...
No, I mean, but way before that, like, all these... I mean, the Memphis shit is crazy right now. Like, it's crazy, crazy. Like, you know what I mean? It's super crazy right now. Like, yeah. So, like, I just think it's war. When in war, people get killed. You at war. That's why you shouldn't pop out.
Right.
I'm going to have a private viewing. If I know I'm at war, I don't care who's in that casket, I'm having a private viewing.
So you as a celebrity, though, of Yo Gotti status and you at war.
I'm having a private viewing.
No, I'm talking about even for, like, yo, like, is you performing in Memphis? Is you performing in them surrounding areas?
I'm going to do what I got to do to make money, but I'm going to, if that funeral was, if I'm at war, that's what I'm saying, it was a bad decision.
Who brought Yo Gotti out recently at a Memphis on a Memphis date?
42 Doug.
42 Doug, and he said he came out even on stage, bulletproof vest up, everything.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all it was. If you were at war, you don't do that. You don't be in the public eye. You should have seen that you got enough money to see the body and bounce before everybody else get there.
Right.
They playing for keeps. If you at war, that's all. That was just a bad war decision.
Bless you.
You gotta definitely got to be some type of revenge, right? You don't want to get this.
I think it's tough when you that famous or you that successful. I like what Twan to really said, get though. Revenge, though, because I think it will come with trusting somebody else. You feel what I'm saying? If I got to put the word out, then I got to send the word through you. Yeah. Then the word got to go through to somebody.
No, that's why we here, though. Like,
which can I get like back to me. He's not in a position to take care of it of itself, obviously.
Yeah. That's why we here, though. That's why that whole scenario is why that somewhat went down at the funeral. That same scenario. I'm going to get somebody to whoop, whoop, do whoop, whoop. That's why we here, though.
Well, you say this, the whole, it stemmed from that.
That's why we here, though.
Right.
At the funeral.
But still, nobody's been told on, which is a good thing. Because, I mean, if you got solid people in your
everybody that have anything to do with it is dead.
Oh, you can't tell.
Who going to tell?
Right.
The pops or the girl rapper that got killed in Houston, it's mad bodies done drop, bro.
Right.
He's one of the biggest soldiers in the war, general, but it's mad bodies done touched dirt.
Right.
Since Dolph got killed.
That's crazy.
And that's what ignited the war? It was just beef before that, right?
I mean,
or did the war already start? The 100 shots came from three, that's Yo Gotti and them going at Dolph.
You get
then,
three.
Right?
No, right. That's the 100. Yeah. You get three chances.
Huh? Right.
You shit happened in California, hit them in the butt 100 times in North Carolina, then bodied them in Memphis.
Those are all three incidents that happened to young Dolph, you said, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So at war, if you know what I mean, you try once and you don't get a nigga. You try two times and then the third time, it's deeper than we could ever fathom. You get what I'm saying? Just even with all that money there. So that's when it comes to that. That's a different scenario, you know what I'm saying?
So when you at war, is there limits? Is there anything off?
Nothing off is off limits.
Nothing off limits.
Nothing off at war?
Yeah.
Nothing's off limits. Grandma get kicked down the stairs if you see grandma coming down the stairs.
I know some niggas still keep some morals and respect about themselves as far as like women and kids when a war happens, but or say hell no, nah, everybody.
I mean, if it's war, right. I don't know what you're gonna do. So I have to push it to the, you just have to at war. You have to push it to the limit.
If I'm that famous and I get in my family or like the circle or the people I fuck with get into situations that deep, I'm falling back from the music shit. I'm going to fall back from the music shit. I'm going to take myself off the grid like until I feel the war is over. Because if you Yo Gotti, then it's really like you in them situations like Von and them niggas, like them type of niggas. It's like you gotta post where you're going to be at. You know what I'm saying? If you getting booked in Houston or Dallas or Miami, wherever you getting booked, nigga, you're going to be on flyers for months ahead.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So if it's a war, nigga, and I know these niggas don't mind traveling with straps, or if it get to that point, then you got to kill my brother.
At a funeral.
Right.
Like your mom's is in the front seat.
Yeah, that's different. I got to fall back from all public
eyes. I mean, that's not like, right. That ain't no regular, like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like somebody drove by and was just shooting at, you know what I mean?
Right,
that's
at a nightclub.
That's totally different, bro. Like, that's some different
shit. Funeral work is different.
That's different, bro. Like, different. That's super different.
Yeah.
So that means they had people in there.
His mom was in the front seat?
Yeah. She just took out and ran. It's bulletproof joint. It's not no regular.
They had the pictures of him laying on the ground dead.
Yeah,
right?
Shit in Memphis. Like, since the shit happened with Dolph, I don't talk about it on here, but you know what I mean? I follow all Memphis news. The body count is crazy right now.
Why they kill him in a bulletproof joint?
Door open.
Oh, wow.
The cookies. Yeah, that's different. That's a different type of beef.
That's war.
Yeah, because his truck was bulletproof when they shot it up at CIAA.
Young Dolph shit.
That's where that 100 shots came from.
Young Dolph shit was.
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out the way, man. I'm getting out the way until I know the war is over, or I know until I've ended the war. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's going to talk to the big dogs and dropping a big bag.
He tried, though. Like, I ain't gonna front.
But even in IG Live, that's why I keep saying the bag, though, because the nigga mentioned, like, yo, you gotta come pay up. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, Janae?
Like, that's what it does.
Because Dolph is an independent, like how Tech N9ne is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
On the South.
Right.
He owned all his shit. He sell his own merch.
Well, he was talking about that in an interview when he said he dubbed Yo Gotti. He was kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he sell all his own merch. So everybody around him, he's able to pay them.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't like no newcomer rapper. Like, he was good. You know what I'm saying? He fed a lot of people. It's just like that's a different piece off the board.
All right, Nicki and Meg beef. What y'all know about the Nicki and Meg beef?
I try to stay up in bitches' business, so I don't know too much.
It's just do this qualify as like real rat beef? Like you got Eminem dissing Benzino daughter in a song. Now Benzino dropped a song about Eminem. Can we consider this legit rap beef, or is that some shit that's like nigga, you niggas is just
they just rapping,
trying to stay relevant, or? Yeah.
Nicki and her beef is whoever wrote the song. Like whoever wrote the song, if she wrote it herself, I give her mad props.
Well, it's two different diss songs, right?
No, it's one that.
No, Meg got one called Hiss.
Yeah,
they said she just addressing anybody she felt like she had a problem with.
But she dissed Nicki on the first couple lines.
Right? No, but they said that. They said she addressed everybody. Right?
Yeah, she talked Nicki to Drake.
Yeah,
she talked to everybody. Whoever wrote the song
for Meg,
huh?
For Meg's song?
Yeah,
who you heard it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, whoever wrote the song,
yeah,
they was very clever. They penned something serious to say Megan's Law in a song and say that's different.
Right.
Nobody really don't know what Megan's Law
is. What is that about the rape, right?
Yeah, you got to be registered, right? A registered sex offender. That's a direct shot at Megan.
Yeah.
The average listener.
At Nicki. Right.
An average listener, average writer would not get that.
That's what the song should have been called.
You get what I'm saying? So Nicki, like, damn, you ain't coming at me rap, you coming at me my family.
Yeah, but is why she went too far?
I don't know. It was all fun and war. I was dying laughing at that shit. I don't mind the Nicki.
That's also why I asked her, because, like,
it's not a Nicki Minaj show.
If we rap beefing and you bringing up my dead mother, like,
that's funny.
He enjoyed that.
She said, you lying on your dead mama, you lying. She said it, yeah. You lying on your dead mama, you lying on your dead mama. That's the funniest.
Is that too far? Nobody, you think that's too far? If it's just rap beef, if it's just...
Go all out. I mean,
you when you came for a house, it wasn't rap.
You gotta be prepared for where that comes for.
Like, yeah, nah.
Because it could turn into something else.
But she came for a house. She didn't come at her a rap. Like, that's why I said the writer was very clever.
I feel like we've been watching too much battle rap to get cringe over somebody saying that. You know what I mean?
She said...
Yeah, but a lot of battle rap be fake personal shit they get. They do find out some truth. Yeah.
But when you say
with battle rap.
When you say that Megan Law shit, it fucks with Nicki.
Right.
Her brother's in the can for
rapist.
Yeah, semen in the little boy's club. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some wild shit.
Her baby daddy
husband caught a charge at 16. You know rapist. What I'm saying? So then she got to get out here and defend that.
Right.
So she can't really talk on that topic of what happened in these guys' past, so she gotta hit her hard. She just got to.
I ain't hear Nicki nothing.
Nicki verse saying the shit she did on Instagram is better than the song.
Well, I seen the review and they just said you played yourself because everything you put in the song you already tweeted.
Yeah,
like, you already tweeted all your bars. You already, she's like, fuck Megan Law. If you give her a free beat, you can hit it raw or some shit like that.
Yeah, that was already said before the song came out.
Right. And Charlamagne said that. He kind of was like, yo, like every bar that Nicki had, she already made a post. You know what I'm saying? A tweet saying the same thing. So it's like, it literally makes your diss
diminish
record irrelevant.
The song. But it was just, yikes. The whole thing, Megan Ryder had a plan and he set it out.
So from what I've seen, they say it's 1-0 Meg, and you can agree.
Yeah, because the writer was awesome. He fucking went straight at Nick without even saying her name. But she knew it was straight at her.
New Money, is this a beef you will follow?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, yes. You stay in tune with it?
Yeah. Yeah, is it a beef you will follow, New Money?
Yes. He said yeah.
I follow it because we do media.
Right.
I need to know.
Media, yeah.
We've been doing this shit for 3 years. I can't get up here and not know what's going on.
I am not following. I am not following.
New media.
I get the news from boys.
yeah. I'm kind of like a scrolling nigga, and I see something, and I might click it and get a 30-second, like, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, the females always going to know. So if you got any females around, they going to know the beef.
I know the surface. You know what I mean? The shit that's on the surface. But the intricacies, I might not know the intricacies.
Yeah, I know. New media, I fucking look up everything that's going on.
I know the bare minimum about some shit.
Tree, I agree. I agree 100% with you, my nigga Tree. But we come from that era. He said we come from an era where Pac told Mobb Deep, "Don't you little niggas got sick of cell or something?"
Yeah, yeah.
That's deep.
We do.
I'm not cringe. Right. I'm not cringe. I feel you. I'm not cringe. It don't bother
right.
me.
The Carmen line about Nas with leaving
the condoms. That was that was like one of the most craziest ones. A lot of them was crazy, but that line still like. That shit was different.
Well, the craziest line got to be Tupac, right?
Nah, that was cool because it was just like
no bars.
No, it just
that's why I fucked your bitch.
You know why? Because
that's
the pictures and all that. It really took the shot out of it for me. I knew it, you know what I'm saying, but with the Jay line, I never knew Jay was with
Nas Baby Mama.
Nas Baby Mama, just you know,
what AI hit it too. He put that out there too.
Yeah, that's just, I never knew that.
Right.
It made Carmen sell a book. What? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never knew that. So it was like, damn, that shit happened. So imagine how I'd be like, when I first heard it, I'm like, yo, that shit happened. It's different.
Kente cloth. Kente cloth.
Yeah, that's really just not I don't know. I don't think that's a beef. I never listened to Meg music. I never heard a lot of maybe old Nicki, so it's like
I don't listen to neither.
I hate Nicki's voice. I think she be saying some shit. I just don't like that voice, that Barbie voice.
The gimmick voice.
Yeah.
Roman.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Roman? Yeah.
That's what I got. Roman. Ultra ego type shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
I do media. I don't listen to no Nicki Minaj or media. I do media, so I be on my shit.
I like some fire Nicki, but I think it's like verses where Nicki killed niggas on tracks. I never heard that from Meg yet, but I've heard Nicki.
You're not gonna hear that from tracks. Meg. Meg just rap.
Yeah, I probably listen to Nicki Minaj before I listen to Megan. No, at the end of the day, I guess, huh?
Yeah, right. I don't think Nicki. I think Meg more based on twerking and shit.
Yeah, twerking.
Right, I ain't finna listen to
neither. I don't listen to neither. What did he say?
I like girl rap, but I like girls like Eve. I like how Eve rap. She mixed that shit up. She don't rap no more.
Love is blind.
Yeah, I like Eve shit. I like Eve shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like
Foxy. Foxy was a dope.
Foxy female, was dope.
I think that Lola Brooke girl is Foxy all over again. Yeah, as far as her. The way she rap.
Yeah, I like girl rap, but just that certain artists just don't. I know
Remy's done. She's done.
No, that's don't say that.
She gave Easy the Block some pussy. She's done.
She got a few songs up
too. Yeah, she got a couple songs out. That shit beat.
Yeah, Aaron, it's another young girl she on the verse with.
She got two songs that's bubbling. It's like different.
She got the bubbling.
When you famous, cheating is definitely a way to get yourself back in the news. Like, just so you people out there.
It's a marketing scheme. Like, it's a marketing scheme.
Yeah, people don't understand the power
people
of cheating.
People pick sides and shit. They start pouring in money.
You feel what I'm saying?
Like, they pick sides and start supporting your soap business.
Right. Yo, another thing I want to touch on real quick, though, because we talked about this before, but I didn't know that this detail. The Drea girl fucking with the Houston Rockets nigga. Right?
Okay.
What's the young boy?
Green. Jalen Green.
Green. Right. I did not know that her son is the same age as this nigga.
Might be.
No, is the same age.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, they play.
Shit happens, right?
They playing for keeps.
Yeah. But it's definitely like, I just want to state that. Y'all cannot be giving this bitch a pass. And then anytime a nigga deal with a bitch that's a little younger than him or something, y'all got all types of negative shit to say about a nigga. Like, when this bitch is just like, moonwalking through this situation, I don't respect it. I don't respect it.
Talk about it.
Because if I'm 39, if I had a 21-year-old girlfriend and a 21-year-old daughter right now, they're going to drag me.
For a minute.
They'll drag me.
We'll talk about Hell Week.
You know what I'm saying?
They'll do it for a minute.
We'll talk about Hell Week.
They'll do it for a minute.
For a week.
Like way more than a week. I think the bitch get it for a week. I might get it for a year.
Yeah, I won't.
Subliminals for a year.
My stepmom's was mad young. I say that.
Until somebody else do it, and then it's okay.
That's what they always say, man. When you do some bullshit, you just gotta wait for somebody else to do some bullshit that's bigger than your shit, and then they throw your shit to the back.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Rick Ross, baby mama, yo, how y'all feeling about y'all seen her going
funny,
off?
That's funny as shit. That's funny as shit.
The Wing King, what happened?
Yo, so Rick Ross, baby mama, is going off. She's saying like, yo, this nigga definitely. Definitely ain't got the bread he said he got. She said he's a pillow. She said he a pillow talking ass nigga when he hungry or he ain't getting no sandwiches. But she's saying all of this, and at the same time, she's saying that Gucci need to go talk to Keisha Kaur because when he was locked up, Ross hit it. I think that's a blow. I think if that's true, I mean, because damn, like she was getting a lot of praise for what she did for Gucci when he was gone. And then since they came back home, they've been kind of on a power couple run, right? So if this is true, what do that do? What do that do, y'all think? Y'all think that shake shit up with Gucci and them?
Not Gucci. Gucci understand. You're real nigga. Fuck it. Shit happens.
Oh, so you think he'd take her fucking Ross on the chin? Just, I was locked up?
I mean, not that you brought to his attention, he ain't, but he might say something. He might have a problem about it. But shit, other than that, like, shit, what can he do? He was locked up.
Right. As a man, though, if that's your bitch, you just, what, respect it if she tell you what after it happened before I come home? Would you want to hear it now after all these years?
After all these years, it's over with now. You've been fucking, you got kids now after that and shit. I don't know.
I think the old news, or somebody like you know what I mean? You've been married, like, yeah. You know what I mean? 7 years from now, you find out your wife crept out with a nigga. You feel like it would have been better to hear it in the realm of it happening, or?
If it happened, it happened. I can't control it.
Right.
It's up to me if we're gonna kick it or I'm gonna kick rocks. You know what I mean?
From there.
Right.
It's not, I'm leaving the bitch. If I ain't right there or on the spot, I'm gone.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody get weak. Okay. I might have the opportunity. I was weak. I didn't get caught. I'm gonna take it. I just like that.
I hear it years later, it's all right.
Fuck it. On the chin. On the chinny chin chin.
It's years now.
Okay, so my tree saying that the girl came out, Keisha Kaur came out saying it's not true.
I bet it's not.
You know what I'm saying? But like he's saying, like, and if Ross say it, then it's gonna be a tricky situation because it's just two people sticking to their guns.
Yeah.
And then you just take what? The baby mama is being bitter, or is she really leaking some shit?
Is this the baby mom 50 act getting smashed in a porno?
I think so.
Oh my God.
She's making a book.
She came up on like $2-3 million off of that. She's
cooked.
She's trying to sell a book.
She's cooked. If it's her, she was getting smacked on the net early.
She didn't know that it was supposed to be like that. You see, she got like $3 million for that.
I ain't see that. That's crazy.
She sued 50 for that shit. She got mad bread out of that.
She ain't think it was going to be like.
50 Jeez. Risked it all, though, because of what he wanted to prove.
He made way more money off that shit than $3 million, man.
Yeah, 50, I think 50 a vindictive nigga anyway, so I don't think if he would have made anything, it wouldn't matter. It's just, that was a nigga, write-off. This is what I did.
That was a write-off.
Like, yeah.
That's war. 50 right now, 2024, is still at war.
He wrote it off.
Him and Ross.
He's still at war. He made peace with a lot of people. He told them they were just in the way of what he was trying to do. And them people faded away from them people, and the people that he wanted them to fade away from, the person that he wanted faded.
Right.
But he had to keep them other people away. Now they his friends. So 50 play a raw.
I'll fuck with 50. I'll fuck with 50 more. So do you think the relationship between Gucci and Ross, I think that's what probably would factor the most into this. You feel what I'm saying? If I'm Gucci and I fucked with you, Ross, before I went to jail or any type of business level, and then you did that, and that happened, then it's a problem. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Now she also said that Drake, that he be disrespecting Drake and his family. Now she said, so she was like, as she was live, she was like, Drake, you need to call me. You feel what I'm saying? She's like, because I'm not even going to put this out there yet, this type of energy. But you need to call me because this nigga Ross be disrespecting you and your family.
She going down on him. She about to sell a book.
She probably was on one.
Ebooks go for real nice, $50,000 a month.
Right.
So it's some bread in that shit.
So did she announce a book dropping before this?
This is her book.
Oh.
This is all going to be in the book.
Oh, so some of these stories she's telling, so the details is going to be in the book.
Yeah. That's why she just giving paper notes. Because, you know, you could get 50 racks a month doing ebooks. Just as what it is right now.
50 racks a month doing ebooks?
That's the earnings. Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to pay attention to more to this and stay on tune with that and just to see if any of this come out or shake some shit up, I think.
I don't think it would.
Especially with the Ross and Drake shit. I think that's probably more of a closer relationship that we've...
But she said Khaled. She said everybody. It's not like she ain't holding no one. She haven't said, not said nobody.
What's she saying about Khaled?
Same shit.
She's just saying that Ross is basically be violating these niggas, like behind their back, basically.
just talking to his girl, whatever she claims she is.
Ross guilty. That nigga's CO, man. That nigga's a bitch, probably. That nigga probably pillow talking and all types of shit, man. That's how I'm looking at it. When I hear something like that, I'm like, that nigga did that shit.
He got up from that interview. That was like the craziest shit ever, yo.
What'd he do?
85.
He just got up, like, yo, like, it wasn't like, they said he left. They said he had got up. Like, yeah, something crazy sudden, bro. Just like,
oh, with DC Young flying. Yeah. What was the reason for that?
They say he forgot what he was at, just went to the bathroom, went to the door, and left.
I don't believe that. Oh, that's hard to believe right there.
Yeah, I mean, he did.
What's up, Ross? No, I'm talking about forgetting where you at.
Yeah, my son Ross, weird, man.
He had the ray, he had, they still had the mic on him. That shit was crazy.
I did that at a job before because I was, that's a fact. Because maybe it's possible, but I definitely went on break one time from a job and went home to smoke and I didn't go back.
Yeah, he probably was too high. I sent y'all niggas that clip, though, that nigga was on Adam 22 talking that crazy shit about how that nigga had to drop money off to save Meek Mill. Mm-hmm. That shit was crazy. I sent it in the group.
Yeah. Where that, in Cali?
Yeah.
I don't know if it happened in Cali, but the nigga is definitely from Cali. Like,
some Crip niggas.
Now, the craziest thing, though, because I just put that in the chat, too, right? All them years ago, I was around Scott Storch. Scott Storch told me this crazy-ass story about Puff Daddy, right? And then, all these years later, here go Puffy coming out the motherfucking woodworks with all this shit to make me be like, okay, regardless of what Storch was doing that night, that shit seemed more true. You feel what I'm saying? That nigga tried to make a move and kiss that man on a yacht. That was a story that was told in front of me. Then, as I was out in Cali, you know what I'm saying? The rumor out there when I was out in Cali, after I met Big U at Molly Mall House, was that Big U had issues with Nipsey because he didn't sign to Unique Records, which is his record label, after he helped Nipsey get where he at. Now we got the nigga that's live that went on No Jumper saying that Big U called him a half hour before Nipsey got killed.
Yeah, I think it's the same one.
It's the same, yeah.
Oh, it's the same dude?
Yeah. That nigga was the one.
And said that, yeah, Nipsey died, and then he didn't die until a half hour after that.
Yeah, after he got the phone call. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Which I think that's gonna spark LA. Nipsey's legendary in LA. Y'all think this sparks some type of investigation?
I don't know why them dudes be going on that shit talking. Like, his whole show is just nothing but LA gang culture. Like, it's like weird, but I don't know, man. I think them motherfuckers good because they just be talking. Don't nothing be happening.
I think Nipsey was at a position when he was
that nigga from the Tupac shit.
Autumn years later, right?
Cause they go up there and tell on themselves. They go up there and incriminate themselves and murder. Sometimes don't have no fucking.
If that is the case, then all this shit would rely on the nigga that's in jail for the murder.
Oh yeah, I mean he got locked.
Because if you got paid to do it, you know what I'm saying. You the only nigga that could tell that story.
I mean, he might have not. I don't even think he got paid. I think it was more of whatever happened, just my point of view, whatever happened between them and him getting maybe asking to bust that move. I don't think he just bust that move randomly. Because I just feel like if you're going to bust a move or for disrespect you to bust a move, you wouldn't walk away and
come back.
Right. I don't know people that bust moves like that, that bust moves. If you're going to bust a move, you feel disrespect, you're going to bust a move and step. You risk leaving.
Unless you don't got that thing on you.
Most likely he did, though.
Yeah, or he went and got it, though. That's like a reason for leaving.
But he went to, like, a restaurant. He did a lot more stuff before, like, you know what I'm saying? So, right. I think he got the okay.
He said that nigga didn't get, Mitchell said that he didn't get permission from Big U.
Well, he said, I think because they both Crip, he probably had to get permission.
Yeah.
Because he do run the Crips. Ever since Tukey died, Big U was the one who took over the Crips.
Yeah, you got to be able to. You got to talk to somebody.
Right.
I'm not in the gang, but you know, that shit got lateral movement. You can't just go bust a move.
Especially somebody of Nipsey caliber.
That's bringing in money to the.
Yeah. Unless you want some John Gotti shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yo, it was another
John
nigga.
Gotti just got rid of the nigga. Fuck the
But he got all the nigga. He got all the families to help him. He didn't do it by himself. He sat all the families down that was opposing what this dude was doing. He didn't just do it by himself.
Yeah, but no, Gotti never got the permission to kill Castellano.
He did. He got all the five families.
You can't. Nobody could give you that permission. I mean, he the boss.
But it was five. It was five shooters. It was not just Gotti by himself. It was. He got the okay. they was all trying to get him out because he was trying not to do what they wanted to do. He didn't want to fuck with drugs.
See, I heard so many different stories on that. So to know which one is legit, and they all supposed to be the real stories, but there's so many different stories with that. We would never know which
one. Yeah, exactly.
We seen that. I watched that shit you was talking about with the cocaine cowboy lady.
Yeah.
Griselda. Oh, Griselda, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know she really get into it. Like, I mean, they didn't, because it's their story, so they want to make it dirty for Netflix. But she did, she killed kids and all that. I'm like, I ain't trying to ruin it for nobody.
Well, you really probably got to go see who rights got sold for that.
It's a real documentary, though. The real,
but yeah. A lot of stuff from the documentaries.
Cocaine Cowboys.
Yeah, if you go watch Cocaine Cowboys, she on both of them.
Yeah, it was a short lived story of her life. They show her, like, already married. I would have liked for them to show her when she was a kid. How she became, because she had a wild life story. She was a prostitute. Her mom was a prostitute. Like, so I would have loved to see it, like, from that.
They'll never show her with the niggas, though. That's crazy. So that's the part I don't like.
Nah,
anybody know she had niggas.
That was when she went to Cali.
She loved them niggas, yeah? Fuck out of here. That was a big part of her life.
That was the Cali.
The first one showed her with nothing but bitches and shit. Then this one just showed her with nothing but Spanish niggas and shit. She was fucking with niggas.
Yeah, man, I think it's still gonna be interesting to see if any of this come back, any of this Nipsey shit, bring any motherfucking new stories out. Rick Ross' wife, if that lead to anything, these are things that Nipsey we could definitely.
Shit, yo, because niggas be talking crazy, bro. That Adam 22 shit is literally the craziest. Like, it's like a wild ass podcast, bro.
It was kind of asking like, yo, dude, are you sure you want to say this?
So what was this one dude on there? I don't remember his name, man. Like, because I be tuning in and be so many different gang niggas on there. And he was just basically, he was a Crip and shit. And like, he knew Nip, like, he know all them niggas. And he was just like, yo, like, the politics. He said the fans might think one way, but he was like, actual niggas in the gang, like, you would be surprised how they feel. Basically, like, them niggas ain't really, like, tripping over that shit.
Over Nipsey shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, he was like, yo, like, fans and people who don't know gang culture, he was like, they might, you know what I mean? But he was like, yo, people, that's really, that's
about in that shit. Life, yeah, his fame don't matter to real Crips.
A real
niggas
gang.
Is really about that life, yeah.
Real gang
for how famous you is.
That's pretty much what I got from what the nigga was saying. He wasn't really trying to say too much, but that's what he was like. He was basically like, niggas don't. It was politics, like it was.
Yeah, so gang culture is something different.
But shit like that said that you know, like Biggie would never be in trouble because nigga, this is my shit.
It's gang, you know what I'm saying? Gang culture is just different, bro, and it's different every other place.
The nigga named Brick Baby.
The nigga that said that?
Yeah,
Brick Baby. I watch Brick Baby.
Yeah, man, we could definitely just pay attention to, like, stay in tune with everything that being said, and then. Maybe speak on it again moving forward. We always want to talk sports before we get out of here. How y'all feel about these championship games that just passed?
I feel bad for Lamar, but yo, I mean,
Mahomes and them is just really yo. To see yo, these niggas just them niggas broke Tom Brady and Gronk record. Kelce just broke Jerry Rice record yesterday. Like, what the fuck?
He could break another record in the Super Bowl, too.
They really is, like, the new face of the league, the Chiefs. And even though this bullshit year they was having, these niggas still ended up in the motherfucking Super Bowl.
Remember the first question?
That's crazy.
In August, you asked me a question. You just like, do Josh Allen deserve the cover? I said they should have gave it to Mahomes twice. And I was like, nah.
Yeah, but Mahomes might have broke the curse then, because Mahomes the only one that, if he was on it last year and won a Super Bowl, he probably the first nigga to ever do some shit like that.
Yeah, I was just saying, like I said, I want him to be on that shit twice. Yeah,
he deserved to
be on it
twice.
He didn't.
Okay.
That's a fact.
How?
Yeah.
Josh Allen did.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, because even at the end of this year, you're not going to say Mahomes had a great season. No.
He had a better team.
No, his team was hurt.
I'm saying he had a better team. He was the better team
than what?
I'm just saying they ended up going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's all playoffs. That's playoff work, my brother. That's just like, you know what I'm saying? That team that you be like, yo, it don't matter how good they is in the year. Just don't let them niggas get to the playoffs. Because if they get to the playoffs, you in trouble because now we just experienced.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Them being
who was
better?
They beating? They beating inexperienced teams. Oh, Buffalo Bills ain't got to the Super Bowl in how long? The Ravens ain't got to the Super Bowl in how long? Nigga, we've been in the Super Bowl for the last 5 years. Nigga, we know what to do when we get here. You feel what I'm saying?
Especially that coach.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying Andy Reid was the coach that did all that, right. But I just think Mahomes is a better, like, when it come down to all the quarterbacks, if he win the Super Bowl right now, he already three ahead of everybody.
If he win the Super, yeah, but no, if, no, if he win the Super Bowl this year though, it's really a team Super Bowl ring. Some of these years was Pat Mahomes Super Bowls. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he literally was the best player on the team. This year, that will not be the case.
I think he was the best player on the team this year.
I think they always going to say that about the quarterback, but nah, I don't think so. I think it was a complete team. I think it's Pacheco, nigga. I think he done arrived and games, showed niggas he really a solid running back.
That's how they beat Buffalo.
No, they defense. Said that this is this is the best.
Chris Jones. Is crazy.
Since Patrick Mahomes came into the league, even though he didn't win in all these games, all these Super Bowls, they said this is the best defense he's ever had.
Yeah,
this year.
That's what I'm saying. This is the team. Like, this is the year if they win, it's like, yeah, really the team win, I would think.
I just think he played. I think, I mean,
he's nowhere near MVP caliber.
Because most of the time the MVP don't really, really win the champion.
He has. Mahomes is always in MVP race when he win it.
But I'm saying, but sometimes, I mean, the MVP don't usually win the champion, like in no league. So it's all good if he's not MVP.
Yeah, but that's because it's a regular season award,
though. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like,
but we only talking about regular season. If you talk playoffs right now, Pat Mahomes might be the MVP of the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Not the regular season is what I'm saying. So I'm saying you just talking for these last two games.
No, I'm just saying I've been
following the whole season.
Nigga, I've been following
the cornerback.
I've been following, Sneed,
nigga.
I mean,
see what that nigga did last.
He got that fumble. Oh, he got that. That's the biggest play of the game yesterday. Yeah,
that nigga had a touchdown. That nigga hit that shit.
Zay Flowers yesterday. It's the biggest play of the game.
That nigga was doing yesterday. All kind of magic.
Man. That and Chris Jones, doing that the defense,
shit all through the playoffs.
The defense won yesterday.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That nigga didn't score in the second half.
I've been watching Kansas City just because we played fantasy football. He had Kansas City defense the whole season.
Yeah, Kansas City.
So he was in my division. So that's what I'm saying. I watched him. I self-consciously watched the team the whole season.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
I'm saying Mahomes is not the Mahomes of the last few years.
I mean, he not, but I mean, because
so you just can't give him that same credit is all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, like, but he leads his
because
team
of
down.
Where he
the,
at now.
I mean, I just the fact of leading your team down the field and confidence of you gonna win a game. That's what I'm saying on that.
But he hasn't done that.
He have.
Well, he ain't do that yesterday.
I mean, I didn't see yesterday's game, but I
bro,
mean,
the score was 17-10 at the end of the half. It ended 17-10. You feel what I'm saying? That means zero offense was produced in the second half.
But it, okay.
You can't. I mean, you're not scoring. You feel what I'm saying? The only people that was in position to score in the second half was really the Ravens with the fumble. You feel what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. It's like, no, I'm just saying, I'm not taking away from that man's greatness.
Too, though.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that was the second right. most scoring yeah. defense in fantasy football.
Definitely spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a great defense.
I can't name more players on
that. In Detroit, I think Detroit did the same thing they've been doing. They just not kicking the field goals they should have been kicking, and they leaving points on the board.
I don't know how the fuck they fun. I don't know how the fuck they
I just think that turnover just changed the game. I'm not blaming it on the running back. He a rookie running back. He had a great season, but I think that turnover just the momentum just shifted. That fumble.
Everybody talk about when it was 27-10, they was in a position to kick the field goal, and they went for it. They went for it a few times, right?
They went for it twice. Went for it twice when they was down.
Yeah, if we already up, I'm only going for it in fourth down if we need it. If we already up and we in a position to get points, I'm taking the points. Yeah, I'm taking the points every time. That's bad coaching.
Yeah, that's bad.
So just bad coaching is what lost Detroit, and just a great defensive play by the nigga you just named Sneed is what really saved KC.
I wouldn't say bad coaching caused Detroit. I would just I would say they lived and they died by what they do.
That's how he coached.
I wouldn't say it was bad like that coaching all because they won four games by going for it on fourth down and getting it.
Right. So he's kind of stuck to his guns.
It's just like, you know what I mean? If the Golden State Warriors is down 2 points, somebody probably shooting a three. You only need two.
Right.
Yeah, I understand your point there.
You know what I mean?
I understand your point.
That's kind of what it's like.
But this is us going to the Super Bowl.
You living and you dying.
This is us going to the Super Bowl. Why play stupid? Like, remember we talked about
right.
the Bills.
Right.
Why are you throwing the ball down the field, throwing bombs down the field every motherfucking down when you can just chip away and get the first down and meticulously go down there.
Like you said, we ain't going to no we ain't winning no regular season game. We trying to go to the
Super Bowl.
They had.
You got to lead, nigga.
Yeah.
Now you know what you need to do? It's like we ain't anybody here to play Madden. We know exactly what the fuck we do. We going to try to run that clock down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The best way we know how.
And I wish it would have happened because Eminem would have dissed the shit out of Taylor Swift. Immediately.
And I mean, not to take nothing away from golf, but when it got tight,
I mean, I play horse and Madden a lot. This nigga goes for it on fourth probably every time.
Yeah.
Horse.
Yeah. But like I just saying, like, if you look at it, it was no way. It was no way. I lost my train of thought just now.
Do y'all think, they showed the motherfucking spike in the NFL money since Taylor Swift started dating this nigga, bro. Do you niggas think that this shit is still type of, like, I think maybe, like, remember, you know how they showed the Super Bowl logo and they was like, yo, if it's these two colors, it's supposed to be
That Baltimore shit got put to bed.
Versus San Fran,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that got put to bed.
Do you think Taylor Swift changed that? They show how much bread, like, and how the viewers.
Yeah, changed that.
Yeah, they got so much more money off the shrimp for her attending the games.
Up. Super Bowl tickets went skyrocket up, probably. You know, shit.
That's a dope power.
Taylor Swift gonna be in the house, nigga.
They said she might be. She got her tour might stop it. They said.
I said she in Japan the night before. She's still gonna get there.
Yeah. Okay.
She gonna be there, nigga. And they gonna give her a special booth.
We never seen an athlete date somebody of that magnitude, huh?
Yeah, Halle Berry.
Who?
Didn't David Justice go at Halle Berry?
Baseball player.
But I don't know if she was. I don't know if she was at these games getting this type of press. Like,
she was not.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, in this magnitude that we're seeing right now, with Taylor Swift, we watch if that bitch is at a game, they showing that bitch at least 10, 20 times.
Man. They do
during
the
game.
There's more than a replay.
Yeah, they show her instead of the replay.
High five the niggas and they got other white bitches in there. We're having a good time.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't think we ever seen like a athlete date a star that big that was at the games that's brought this type of attention to a sport.
Nah, they don't really show her that much. They show her that much only when he do something. But that's how much production he getting on the field that it come off like they show her too much.
No, I know they show her every time he do something.
That's what I'm saying.
But
yeah,
they also show her every time.
They go to commercial.
They might.
They come back from commercial.
Anytime Kansas City score. He don't even got to be the nigga that catch the touchdown. If they score, they're going to show her celebrating.
Like,
every time they score.
Because the one nigga Pacheco scored, they didn't show her. I don't think they showed her when Pacheco scored the football.
The NFL is a great marketing place.
They didn't show her. But that nigga caught damn near like 11 passes. You got to think
off 11 targets.
You know what I'm saying? So that's fucking that's you know what I mean. That's a lot of air.
But I know the NFL gate. I know she getting bread to be there.
No,
I think she getting bread to be there.
Hell no,
because she could be getting bread somewhere else to be there. I know they dating.
Nah, that's supporting your man.
But I'm saying it's.
You know what I'm saying? We're not about to pay you to show up for this nigga.
The NFL is greedy, bro.
Yeah, they not paying
niggas
her.
Can't even take their helmets off.
What I'm saying, she's not getting money up front, but for her NFL to take her likeness and all of that, she's getting some kind of money.
They're not taking none of that from her, though. That's what I'm saying. When you show up, if you buy a ticket, I'm going to fuck. If you a famous nigga, you buy a ticket to my event, and you there, nigga, your likeness is ours until you leave this bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Because we have all these cameras set up, and we already have our media in place. You feel what I'm saying?
They came.
When we put that camera in your face, nigga, it's kind of on you. I've seen celebrities at basketball games, and when them niggas come up, because you can see that some of them be upset. You feel what I'm saying? Or they kind of be like, after a while, they kind of put that word in, like, yo, tell the motherfuckers, like, they done showed me, like, they done ran up on me five times now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Tell these motherfuckers leave me alone.
I'm saying, when they come out with the commercials and all that, she will get paid for them.
If she in a commercial,
that's what I'm saying.
No, that's different.
That's what I'm saying.
But if we show her in the game,
I'm saying all this footage will be used.
Nah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what they do. That's why you know they're not paying her because it won't be used.
I think this footage will be used.
Yeah.
No, they let you know this broadcast is licensed by the NFL, motherfucker. It don't ain't nobody else, just NFL, nigga. If you try to use the footage,
who y'all got
without them?
Who y'all got winning? Y'all got San Fran? Y'all got San Fran winning or Mahomes in them? New money.
I hate Mahomes, man.
Why? Wait, what the why?
I'm going Mahomes, man. I'm going Mahomes.
So you hate Brady too, basically?
Yeah, I don't fuck
with Brady. Fuck Brady.
I don't fuck with Rock Sturdy, man. I'm going Mahomes.
Mahomes? He want to go. He going to San Fran because he don't fuck with Mahomes.
I know where I'm going. I don't want San Fran to win either because I hate the fucking, what's that kid name? Demetrius?
Rock Purdy.
Who? Oh, Jamal Muhammad, I hate his ass. And he up there with the San Francisco jacket on and all this weird shit.
Oh,
disrespecting Buffalo.
Oh, yeah,
he's
a San Fran.
San Fran. Nigga, you live in Buffalo, bitch. Talking about San Fran this, San Fran that. Fuck that. Brian, too, that Kansas City shit.
You see Brian? Brian's Kansas City. Yeah. White boy Schmitty.
You swear he's from Kansas City, motherfucker. Bitch.
He's a real fan. I think he already got his tickets to the Super Bowl. Salute to that, man. That's real shit, man. Oh, you said KC?
Andy Reid go get that title, man.
Yeah, I think I don't really care for nothing on San Fran. I like how explosive that team is over there, but I think this will solidify Andy Reid, somebody that was like on the outs of being like one of the greatest coaches because of the wins. He was always get to the divisional game and lose. You know what I'm saying? He
got to the Super Bowl with G-O-N.
Yeah, lose. Now. You know what I'm saying? So I think these few Super Bowls is launching him in that Belichick type of
realm. I fuck with Andy Reid, man, more than Belichick because that nigga put black QBs on.
Andy Reid.
Yes.
Nigga, Vic went to the playoffs. Belichick never needed a black QB to put him on. Vic
went to the playoffs.
He did take Cam Newton, though, so don't just do that.
Oh, man.
Belichick took Cam Newton.
I'm not saying that. I'm not comparing. I'm just saying I really fuck with Andy Reid because of that. Like, he didn't give a fuck if Vic had four dogs. Come on, man. We're going to sign you.
Yeah, for that reason, I don't care who wins. I would like to bring that 90s vibe back with San Fran because that's them 90s teams. San Fran, Buffalo, Dallas, they ran the 90s to me. You know what I'm saying? It's some of the elite teams. Yeah. And the NFC don't really win a lot of championships.
They haven't won in a while.
Yeah. I don't know, man. 49ers got there recently. Not too recent, but they got there with Kaepernick.
And they got there after that when they lost to
Kansas City. They got there with Jimmy Garoppolo.
They lost to Kansas City.
Jimmy Garoppolo, crazy.
They lost to KC. They playing them again.
We should see, man. But it looked like KC going
to
win, man.
I just want them to win. I want them to have three under his belt.
Early prediction, you think Buffalo will have it easier? No predictions on records or nothing. Just simple question. You think Buffalo going to have it easier or harder next year?
It's going to be – if they could contain their same core and they get all their defensive players back.
Stay healthy.
It's going to be the same.
I just want them to get a fast receiver out the draft.
That's where they got him. They got him getting a receiver like 25.
I mean, I think that'll change.
I seen a mock draft.
If they get a nice fast receiver that could run routes and could get open, that'll change the things of the team.
And use the new kid, Shazier.
Yeah, because then you have three.
That shit going to look different.
You saying Gabe Davis go?
I mean, keep him. It's all good.
That shit going to look different.
Because you can move him to slot when you go forward. You got a quarterback like that.
Easier or harder for Buffalo?
It's going to be harder because the money is fucked up. Them niggas got to pay niggas. This niggas walking. They got to figure out who they want to pay. It's going to look crazy different.
Yeah. I say harder as well. I think the division is going to be more healthy. I think I seen their schedule already. I think their schedule is crazy, especially the non-division games.
Well, what division they got to play?
The non-division games, they got San Fran. They got KC. They got Detroit, they got a lot of good teams.
Oh, this one, I wonder what division they playing. Are they going? They playing the San Francisco that's division the with the
TV. Allen. That's why they won.
A lot of TV games, probably. Yeah,
big money games.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a little bit harder though. But we shall see though, man. Super Bowl is February 11th. We back before the 11th or no? Before, right? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we before the 11th. Fuck it, man. Let's we gonna do some bets, nigga. We gonna bet on champions. Something. We're going to make some live bets. I'm betting all you niggas. Horse, they don't gamble, right?
Nope.
Right. Nigga, I don't got a bet for your ass and your ass next week. Oh, bless ass bet you, didn't he?
Don't he always?
Come on, man. I told the nigga, man. Yeah, nigga get hurt, nigga.
What happened? Nobody?
Yeah.
Should we bet him or just be?
It's up to you. God. You want to take that chance?
Is you bad with him again?
What we bet? What's the bet? What's the bet?
Hell no. You got me once, nigga.
What's the bet, man?
Yo, no gimmicks, man. No gimmicks. Yo, appreciate everybody for tuning in, tapping in. I still don't know how to get no stars. If y'all know how to give me a motherfucking star, somebody give me a goddamn star, man. Appreciate it. Got my nigga Bless in the building.
Fire.
Horse.
Peace.
New money.
Table of Legends.
Yo, we out this bitch, man. Appreciate y'all. Next Monday, we back. Might want to hit that button. Hit the button. Get the
collection room around that
time. It's over there.
And we out. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide.